This hand scroll is painted with extraordinarily bold, almost abstract brushstrokes. It gives us an unusually close-up view of its subject. It is as if we are crouched down by the water's edge, beside the lotus leaves and blossoms. The scroll opens to the right, with a dark lotus leaf, not whole but torn, and hanging from a bent stalk that extends out to the left. Beneath the stalk, pale, rounded lotus blossoms fail to emerge from the water, as they should. Two chicks perch on a rock, apparently unaware of their surroundings. But beside them, a pair of adult minor birds peer upward, as if wondering what fate awaits these chicks and a third, who is perhaps crying for food on its parent's back. The whole scene seems permeated with an unsettling, enigmatic sense of uncertainty. This is typical of the work of Zhu Da, the Ming prince who painted it about 1690. Zhu Da's work reveals his troubled response to the difficult times in which he lived. After the fall of the Ming dynasty in 1644 and the rise of the new Manchu Qing dynasty, he became a Buddhist monk and feigned deafness and madness to escape political persecution.